Well, to sailing now, not the America's Cup or anything of that sort. It's not on water at all. It is a new satellite launching today, set to sail on sunlight, 1,000 kilometres above the Earth. NASA's Advanced Composite Solar Sail System is one of two satellites. Rocket Lab is launching from Mahia Peninsula this morning. The other is for monitoring natural disasters along the Korean Peninsula. Now, once at altitude, the various tests are complete. The craft will deploy its sails and use the pressure of sunlight for propulsion instead of rockets. NASA says the tiny force of sunlight on the sail is roughly equivalent to the weight of a paperclip resting on the palm of your hand. So far, so mind-blowing. We are joined now by Keats Wilkie from NASA to explain all. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Great. Tell us how this solar sail system works. How does the sun push along a satellite?
Oh, I think you got it right there. Basically, the pressure of light actually exerts a pressure on objects. And with a solar sail, we make a very large, basically like a very large mirror in space, but very thin, made out of aluminum and plastic. And the sunlight bounces off of our sail, and that gives us a tiny little push in the opposite direction. And by angling our solar sail to the sun, sort of like a sailboat, you change your angle of the sail with the wind, we can change the direction of flight. And we can do all this without burning any rocket fuel or propellant. So it's essentially a propellantless propulsion in space. So we never have to worry about running out of fuel.
Amazing. So the satellites, I understand, about the size of a microwave. Is that right? And how big is the sail?
That's correct. It's a fairly small box, but and inside right now is a tightly packaged structure of composite booms and very thin plastic film with a reflective coating on it, and fully deployed, that's about 10 meters on a side, so about 14 meters on a diagonal, a big square, and so
yeah, it out is, of, that is pretty big,
maybe about 30 centimeters. Yeah, about 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters, it goes to being almost 10 by 10 meters, and about half an hour when we get ready to deploy it.
So this is not the first solar sail system, but it is the first time one of these has been launched from New Zealand, isn't it?
Yes. This is the first time from New Zealand, and this is a first solar sail system that really has all of the systems and everything you need to actually fly and control a solar sail for propulsion. So, and it's basically on the path for verifying the technology we're using for much, much larger solar sails that we'd like to build in the next few years. So the same technology will be used for very large sails that will sail into deep space and be used for science and space weather and other types of missions for NASA and other customers.
And all looking good for takeoff this morning?
I think so. I think everything is go from the Mahia launch site. So they're telling us everything looks good and we're on the pad, and they should be ready to go here in the next couple of hours.
Okay. All systems go, as they say. Thank you very much for that. That was Keats Wilkie. He is the Solar Sail Missions Principal Investigator at NASA's Langley Research Center.